Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, good morning, Logan. Tell us what's going on with Claire.
I wish I knew. I thought she liked me, but I haven't heard back from her in over 2 weeks.
Yeah, that stinks. So get us back to the beginning. How did you guys meet?
I was with a friend at a bar while trivia night was wrapping up. Her name's Sarah. And one of the girls on the winning team had a great laugh. And my friend, she helped me meet her. I got her number and asked her out a couple days later.
This was a trivia night that you were at with your friend?
Yeah, it okay. was. It was trivia night. And then we went on a date a couple days later. She wanted to learn more about football, so we watched one of the playoff games at a bar.
And how did that go, cool. The football game date?
Yeah, I think it went pretty well. She kind of, watched her own way. She likes the big pileups of players and when someone's somersaults, but we had a lot of fun.
All right, and so this is important.
Like my wife.
This is important. She likes the big pileups.
Yeah, I like it when they jump high in the air.
That sounds just like Brooke. Logan, this is important because we can tell a lot about where Claire's headspace is at. How did the end of the date go?
Pretty well. Awesome. We kissed, and it was a great kiss. She said it would be fun to watch another game at my place.
Okay. Well, there's only one cool. left, so...
Yeah, it's a big game.
Running it out.
Yeah, right, exactly. I see why you're trying to get a hold of us. Logan, can you think of any reason why Claire wouldn't be getting back in touch with you?
No, not really. I mean, maybe she's nervous about being alone with me. I text her, we could watch, the last game before the Super Bowl at my apartment or a bar, and... she wouldn't feel any pressure, but I didn't hear anything.
But you didn't hear anything back. All right. Well, there's only one way.
To give her a call.
Yeah, let's call. We're going to ask if she wants to go on that Super Bowl date with you, Logan, whether it's your apartment or someplace else. So hang tight.
Awesome.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative. The estimated hold time is currently less than 96 minutes. You are currently caller number 32.
Hello?
Good morning, Claire.
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, good morning, Claire. This is going to be a little strange, not a sales call or a spam call. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host a morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have just a minute to talk to us this morning?
Is this real?
Yes.
So we're on the air right now, and also we talked to somebody that's a listener of ours named Logan. Do you remember watching some football with him a couple of weeks ago?
Maybe? It was a date.
Yes, I do remember Logan, and that's not going to happen again.
Okay, bummer. Can you tell us, I think it sounded like the date went okay, so I guess did something change since that time?
The date was great, but let's just say I don't date players.
Okay, he seemed like
football players?
Well, let's just say nice guys don't hire a wing woman to help them collect a stack of phone numbers. So please tell Logan I'm out.
Oh, Claire, I'm so embarrassed.
What?
We got Logan on the line with us, Claire.
Yeah, Claire, hold. Just please don't hang up.
Hang tight.
Logan is actually here with us and listening. Logan, is there something you're not telling us about Claire and how you met or what was going on that day when you were all watching football together?
Yeah, Claire, I'm sorry. You're right. The friend, her name's Sarah, I was with that night. We met. She was a wing woman.
I knew it. So the trivia host knows this Sarah, and after a few days after our date, he told me that I was probably set up by this Sarah.
What?
Look, I had a bad breakup in October, and I wasn't meeting anyone on apps. I want a girlfriend, and everyone I interacted with just wanted to hook up. So a friend said I should try a wing woman, and I did.
Okay, how do you even find...
Wait, this is like a thing?
Yeah, how do you even find someone to do that?
She only works through referrals.
Really?
Of course she does.
Crazy.
Wait a minute. So you
this
hired
is what she does for
you, you literally hired this woman Sarah to introduce you to women at bars at trivia night.
Yeah, and Sarah only works with guys who want a girlfriend.
She likes
you.
And, I've never heard of this.
I know.
She's a professional matchmaker.
Okay. Yeah, and then I said I could reach out to her in a month or two, only if you and I didn't work, Claire.
Sounds tough to me.
Okay, this
I mean, tell your trivia friend to ask her then, or ask herself. I mean, that's the truth.
Okay, Claire, is there a way, and we are just here to help, and you can say no, but is there a way to turn this around for you? I mean, are you up for giving Logan another chance? Because if you do, we will pay for the second date.
There you go.
You have.
I really did have a great time with you, Logan. I'm just, I hope I don't regret this, and I hope that this is real. And if you could promise to delete this Sarah's number, maybe we could give it another shot.
I mean, that's nothing to make me happier than not meeting this little woman, obviously, and I can delete her contact info. You got it.
Logan?
How did this happen? I thought there was no chance. Logan, this Sarah...
You're such a good guy.
This Sarah woman, so she is, she sets people up, correct? But then she was also interested in you at the same time. Is that the feeling, Claire, you had as well?
I was a little confused what the friendship was when I met her, and then when I found out that she was a hired wing woman.
Yeah, weird. All right, but you're saying yes to us. Okay, now is it going to be the Super Bowl date, Logan?
I think that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Claire, are you cool going to Logan's place or meet at a bar maybe?
Yeah, let's meet at a bar.
Yeah.
Say meet at a bar.
We're not there yet.
Let's meet at a bar. Let's get into the crowd energy.
You're not that sexy.
Super Bowl.
It's sexy, but not that sexy.
Oh,
all right. All right, guys, listen. We want to hear a full report the day after the big game. And thanks for being on. Good luck, guys. And thanks for being on. Second date update.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.